Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Hey, what are we doing here?
What's like, why am I on the radio right now?
Lopez, it's interesting. So Lopez is talking to Cal McNair.
Okay.
AKA probably just trying to get free plugs for his barbecue sauce. Lopez just saw an opportunity.
Did he just leave?
He just left.
Because I've got responsibilities and obligations that I was supposed to do, but so.
No, go do them.
Oh, no. I'll be all right. I think I'm past them. I just thought that like Lopez was going to be coming on or something.
No, Lopez.
Did he just left in the middle of the radio show?
He's just interviewing Cal.
Seth was so bad. See, now, here we go.
Hey, what are we doing here? What's, why am I on the radio right now?
Oh. Okay, Figgy, you know this. Throwing me under the bus with completely inaccurate information.
What do you mean? You went to go talk to Cal?
Yeah, but you're like, he just left. Just left. Just packed his stuff and left.
I mean, he left.
Oh, don't start with that.
What? He left.
Play it again, the way you put it.
And he left.
And then Seth says, oh, he just left? Yeah, he just left.
You left. You went to go see
Why
Cal.
Did I leave?
To talk to Cal.
Was that planned?
Yes, but you
Did
left.
Did we discuss it in advance?
Yeah, but you still left, though. You were gone.
That's not the what you were trying to get across.
Technically, you left. Not even technically. Factually, you left. You were there. You were talking to Cal. And you were trying to get your barbecue sauce in front of Cal.
I was not doing that either.
You're worse than Chris Woodward.
I didn't even do that
Chris
either.
Chris Woodward, if you want to take the intentional balk to troll the Astros, just say you did it. You were grilling with Cal because you wanted to get the barbecue sauce in front.
Also false information.
I ain't hating on the pimping.
So you're stacking some false information on top of another false information. I never said the word OG sauce. I never said anything about my barbecue sauce.
You were carrying it in your pocket.
I was not. There's a third.
So where'd you get that one that you gave him?
I had given Omar several bottles. I told you about that. And he had I gave Omar several bottles for people over there a couple of weeks
Omar,
ago.
Omar, the PR guy for the Texans. You gave him some OG sauce,
yeah,
huh?
Just kind of a, hey, let's have nice a good year you. Kind of gesture. It's a nice gesture. I'm a nice guy.
It's nice of you, Shefty.
Yeah, you know I'm a nice guy. It wasn't total Shefty, 17,000 flowers or candies or whatever, but... You know, so there's a third piece of misinformation you put on top. He brought it when Cal came over and said, hey, why don't you give it to him now?
Okay.
So now that we're clearing things up.
So you had the barbecue sauce.
No, Omar had it.
Okay.
He gave it to me when we were back in the tent.
Okay.
So let's hear that again and tell me, he's like, well, you were gone. Well, you left.
Hey, what are we doing here?
Fact.
What's like? Why am I on the radio right now?
Lopez, it's interesting. So Lopez is talking to Cal McNair.
Okay.
AKA probably just trying to get free plugs for his barbecue sauce.
False.
Lopez
fact.
Just saw an opportunity.
Did he just leave?
He just left.
Because I've got responsibilities. He just left. And obligations. That
you did.
Don't try.
You did.
Don't try.
You left.
Like he just.
You left.
He was in a huff. He just packed his stuff and left.
He didn't say, did he just leave unsolicited? You're judging tone.
Yes.
He said he just left. Yes, I am. Yes, he just left. Yes, I was saying, yes, he just left.
Play that again, the rest of it.
But so
no, go do them.
Oh no! I'll be all right. I think I'm past them. I just thought that like Lopez was going to be coming on or something.
No, Lopez.
He just left in the middle of the radio show.
He's just interviewing Cal.
See, what are you doing? I even said he's just interviewing Cal.
Seth,
I didn't. Yeah, he said that, and I even said he's interviewing Cal.
Seth gave you an opportunity to say, "Oh no! He's doing an interview that we're going to."
I said he's interviewing Cal.
He goes, "So he just left." Yeah, he left.
Well, yes, he left. You left. He walked across the thing. He said, "So he just left the middle radio show." I said he's interviewing Cal.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You didn't correct him. You didn't say. You didn't clarify. You didn't clarify. You just like throwing me under the bus.
All right. Let me say this. All right. Let's put it this way. Right. Shout out to all the kids that just started school today.
Mm-hmm.
If Johnny has a doctor's appointment at 12:30.
Yeah.
And Johnny leaves school at 12:30.
Yeah.
And someone comes in and asks for Johnny, the teacher can say he just left because Johnny just left.
Most regular, normal people.
And what is Johnny doing? He's either interviewing Cal, he's at a doctor's appointment. I said he left, he's interviewing
you
Cal.
You are just piling. The stench in here right now is so strong.
I said he left.
It's like when Gibson was not potty trained. Because most teachers, by the way, would say, Johnny left, he's got a doctor's appointment.
I said, John left, he's interviewing Cal. John left, he's interviewing Cal.
What are we doing here? What's like? Why am I on the radio right now?
Lopez, it's interesting. So Lopez is talking to Cal McNair,
okay,
aka probably just trying to get free plugs for his barbecue sauce.
True.
Saw an opportunity.
Did he just leave?
He just left.
Because I've got responsibility.
Come on,
he left.
Come on.
Supposed to do.
Did he just leave?
Did he just leave? He left. Yes. Did he just leave? He just left.
He gave you two opportunities to clarify.
Did he just leave? He just left. Yes.
No. He gave you two. That one and then the following one. Did he just leave? Yep. Just left.
You did. You just left. Like, you just left 5 minutes before that. You just left. He just left. If Figgy leaves here and someone comes in 3 minutes later, did he just leave? Yes, he just left. That means that they just left like a short time ago.
If they know why he left. Let's say Figgy left because he had to go change a tire for his wife.
Yes.
Most people, normal people, would say he just left. He's got to change a tire for his wife.
And that's why I said he went to talk to Cal.
That's not what you said right there.
He went to talk to Cal.
And he gave you two opportunities because he goes, he just left?
Yes, he left. Did he not leave? I didn't say he ditched me. I didn't say.
Yeah, you kind of did. You kind of
did. I said he just left. I said he just left.
Anybody listening,
he just left. Lopez is talking to Cal McNair.
Okay.
AKA probably just trying to get free plugs for his barbecue sauce.
I stand by that.
Lopez just saw an opportunity.
Did he just leave?
He just left.
Because I've got responsibility.
Get out of here with that. Now play the rest of it now, the next part.
Did he just leave?
He just left.
Because I've got responsibilities and obligations that I was supposed to do.
Go handle it, Seth.
No, go
do it. So now you're turning Seth against me.
No, he was just there was no turning Seth against you.
He just left because I got stuff I need to do. That bastard.
I think I'm past them. I just thought that like Lopez was going to be coming on or something.
No, Lopez.
He just left in the middle of the radio show.
He's just interviewing Cal.
See? He's interviewing Cal.
That's opportunity number two.
Is it important to interview the owner of the Texans?
Yes, and we talked about it in advance.
So I literally said that you were doing something important when he said you just left in the middle of a radio show.
Right after he said, oh, he just left in the middle of a radio show?
And I said he's doing something important. That's exactly what I said. I said right there he's doing something important.
Dude.
Did he just leave? Yes. Now, I stand by the barbecue sauce. The barbecue
was
sauce
false.
Was the motivation. I stand by that part.
Yes.
But... did he just leave? Yes, he just left 3 minutes ago. Did he just leave in the middle of a radio show? I said, I basically said no. I said no. He's interviewing Cal. Dude,
you had so many opportunities.
This is Chris Woodward right here.
See, I knew you were going to try to turn it into, oh, you're just being this or that. No, you Landry Locker, as you like to say, you sir, threw me under the bus. Twice.
Threw you under the bus? I didn't even bring it up on the air.
Twice. But you threw me under the... You don't have to bring it up to throw somebody under the bus.
I said Lopez just left.
He just left.
People knew you just left. You left.
So he left in the middle of a radio show?
I mean, you didn't pull a Rich Lord and go get your Uber Eats. okay? Like, I said that you were going to interview Cal. It's not like you were doing a remote on opening day and Sean was about to have a segment and Rich Lohr just decides to go get his filet mignon, his $75 Uber Eats.
I was actually there.
And just leave
funny.
In the middle of a segment.
That's a power move right there.
Yeah. So you didn't do that. I didn't say that. You were interviewing the owner.
I think we got a nomination, guys.
Dude, how many...
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
All right. Who? Who? Which one?
Who?
Is it Lopez for leaving or is it me?
713-572-4610.
Is it Lopez for leaving to go plug his
Which
barbecue
one
sauce
is the
or
slime
is it
ball?
Me? Is it Lopez for leaving to plug his barbecue
we
sauce?
We all know.
Or is it me?
We all know who it is. We all know who it is.
The barbecue sauce plug or me?
The slime ball nomination.
Or is it Seth for bringing it up and not just going through the segment?
No, Seth gave you an opportunity to clarify things twice.
Why did I even need an opportunity?
Because you said, I just left.
We were just talking. 713-572-4610. If you want to
and I never
get in.
Ever mentioned my barbecue sauce. Cal mentioned
break.
It. Never did.
Figgy.
Ever.
Figgy.
Play the interview.
Figgy.
You can listen to it on Odyssey app.
You know the barbecue sauce.
I never did. I never.
It's working though.
It's working. Though. I mean, when I do mention it, but I didn't mention it there.
Deshaun Watson going to be on the field tomorrow, first time in 585 days.
When he gets
days.
Suspended, they're just going to say he just left.
No, they'll say he just got suspended.
No, they're not. No, there's no clarification needed according to you. If Deshaun Figgy, if Deshaun Watson gets suspended, I fully expect. Jimmy Haslam and Kevin Stefanski
he just didn't show up
to go in front of the media and say, well, he just left. He just left.
You just left is like a time thing. Just left there is a time thing. Just left in the middle of a radio show is different. That's why when he said that, I said, he's talking to Cal. Just left for me initially was a time thing. Yeah, he left.
You can turn anything. I got to give you credit. You can turn anything into like, well, it wasn't me.
It's facts.
It wasn't me.
Just straight facts. Diego, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Oh, come on, man. Not even close. It's Lopez.
Oh, get the hell out of here. What
hey,
are you?
Hey,
y'all
hey,
got to justify your erroneous opinion.
Okay, come on, man. You trying to get that plug on that OG sauce,
I
man.
Didn't
Thank
mention
you.
It.
Fish.
I yeah. didn't have hey, it. Hey, I didn't least, mention it.
All,
I didn't do any of that.
All I,
he's right.
I
mean,
never,
right.
But no, he's wrong.
It's all about the OG sauce. Let's be honest.
He is not.
Let's be honest. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Anything for the OG sauce. No slime bag nomination.
There you go.
Thank
no
you.
No slime bag nomination.
That's no, that he's talking about me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You got it. The OG sauce.
No I didn't do
no
it.
No problem
though,
with the OG sauce.
In this, no, everybody loves it.
There's no problem
but,
with the OG sauce.
But
you're
in
doing
this
a good
case,
job. You're doing a good job. I'm not
See,
knocking
now,
it.
Now he's turning it into, you know what? I'm glad you did
do
that.
Do what you got to do
yeah,
for the sauce.
Do what you got to do for the sauce.
It's all about the sauce.
Never.
On the text line, I'm getting called a snitch. How can you be a snitch? It's the radio. Like, you don't hear John's voice. What does that mean? How can you? It tells on itself. Deshaun Watson, he's going to play tomorrow. It, from both coaching point of views, let's go Kevin Stefanski of Cleveland, and let's go Lovie Smith of the Houston Texans. How much would you play Deshaun if you were Stefanski? How much are you playing Davis Mills if you're Lovie Smith?
I need more information. Is he suspended by kickoff?
No. No announcement.
No suspension by kickoff?
No announcement.
I would play him at least for the sake of we'll get some live reps until the suspension comes. And the reason I said that earlier is because once the suspension comes, I ain't playing him. I'm presuming it's a one-year suspension. Right? If it's a one-year suspension.
Not indefinite, but
not
legit
indefinite.
One? Okay, so legit
year.
One to where he could be
eligible.
Because
indefinite, he has to come right off the field.
Indefinite, he basically has to pack his bags and get the hell out of the facility.
One-year suspension, you can practice and play in preseason games until it starts, the regular season starts. So if it's a one-year suspension, nothing he does on the field this year will help the Cleveland Browns this year. And so there's no reason as a head coach to put him out there for those reps. He's going to have to go through the whole process all over again next year anyway. You know? He's still getting practice reps right now. He's still gone through training camp. What's that?
Figgy won't let this go. All right, so you...
People calling in, man.
If I were Stefanski, I would play Deshaun Watson the whole preseason.
Really?
Yeah. If you're not going to get to see him, you might as well get his reps going. So I would. I know it's risky, but I would. We'll get into Lovie Smith POV, but Figgy's just such an instigator.
Figgy?
Rick, you're on In the
see
Loop.
See how he's
go
turning
ahead.
It on you now, Figgy?
Man, I usually side with Lopez because, you know, it's so easy to hate on Landry. But, man, Lopez with the slime ball plug with the OG sauce
I
and then the double tape.
I didn't plug it. I didn't
the
have
double
it with
tape
me.
At the crosswalk in the school zone. You're supposed to do the double take to watch out for kids and make sure you don't hit anybody.
Oh, get out of here.
Doing the double take for the wrong.
You're a troll.
Thank you.
Like, that dude has never stopped at a light and seen some lady.
The slime ball ought to be in the joint and
that
let the big boys take
Landry.
Care of it.
That guy and Landry.
Lovie Smith with Davis Mills. It's a new system. He is your starting quarterback, but it's not like he's a top-tier starting quarterback where you don't need him during the preseason. Like, Tom Brady, we just found out, is taking like a 10-day break. I think you got to play Davis a half on Saturday and then maybe three quarters in the next preseason game and then rest him in the third. That's how I would handle it. I think he does need some reps, he being Davis Mills.
Absolutely. All that he can get. Everything that he can get without risking too much injury. I want him at least in one game to get through the halftime.
Let me ask you this, because we talked about Deshaun Watson. I'm knocking on wood. If something happens to Davis Mills, then Garoppolo comes here, right?
I think he'd be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
I mean, who else?
I mean, at that point, you would have to.
Yeah.
If Deshaun gets hurt, I think even if Deshaun gets suspended for the whole season, I think Garoppolo ends up in Cleveland too.
Ooh.
For sure, right?
For sure.
I kind of think if Deshaun gets 12 games, I think they kind of considering that because 12 games is a lot for Jacoby Brissett.
Just think about it. It's a system that he's familiar with. It's from the same branch.
I'm going back and forth.
It's
on
a
that
one-year
one.
Deal. Would you rather go to Seattle if you're Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's why I'm
or would
going
you rather
back
go to
and
Cleveland
forth
for 12?
That's why I'm going back and forth on it. It's not bad logic. It's not. I mean, obviously, it's been out there a little bit, especially when you fancy yourself as a playoff team. Maybe that's about as strong as I can get on that one.
But Mills needs reps.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this isn't Aaron Rodgers. This isn't one of those situations.
He can't
he
just
needs reps.
Fall out of bed and start throwing. You know, touchdown.
And he needs the communication with Pep Hamilton. It's been a long time since Pep Hamilton has called
and the new
plays.
Offense.
Yeah, you got to
new terminology. They've said that. There's new verbiage. There's new terminology with this offense.
Yeah, I'm with you. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports
Slime
Radio.
Ball.
610.
What did I call you the other day? Jackass?
I can't keep up with all your personal attacks, John. Well, the text line's going. I feel like it is at least there's a little bit of each. Some say you're the slime
what?
Ball. Some say I'm the slime
a
ball.
A little bit of each?
It's a little bit of each, for sure.
I'm going to count them. There's hundreds. And I'm going to count as many as I can, and this whole little bit of each thing is going to justify my point.
There's a little bit of each.
Not
I
really.
Would say.
Not really.
It's pretty strong. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right.
I bet on preseason football just now.
Right, just now? What'd you bet on?
Put the bet in.
Well, don't leave us hanging.
Over. Baltimore versus Tennessee.
Just to spite me.
Over. Well, it's at 32.5.
Yeah, that's a low one.
It's low.
They're onto my system.
Baltimore's good in the preseason. Tennessee, they got Burks, who's going to be playing with the second or third team. So he's going to be trying to prove himself. Malik Willis is going to be trying to prove himself. I just think there's a lot of scrap. So I did put 5-0 on a preseason over.
The NFL is onto my system. It's me. I'm the one that changed the lines on the overs and unders. I've made a lot of money betting unders on preseason over the last several years. There's still opportunity, and while you're on that, I'm going to say under on Giants and Patriots, 34.5. But you mentioned Burks.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I know that's the Titans and their arrival. I feel bad for Treylon Burks.
I feel bad for Treylon Burks. You feel bad for someone that's on the old Oilers?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do. That's my confession. That's why we're playing this game.
You should move to Tennessee.
Because it's called Confessions. He's getting millions of dollars. Why don't you just move to Nashville? We all saw he was on the inhaler during the OTAs. He was out of shape. They said he was out of shape. They called him out. And now that narrative, sometimes when someone sets a narrative for a person or a player or whatever, it just sticks with you, man. It just sticks with you for a long time. I was reading Gentry Estes. He's the beat writer, one of the beat writers for the Tennessean. And we were talking about it yesterday. Like, Burks has been really struggling and all. And I was kind of falling into it, but I was reading him. He's like, none of that is happening. I mean, the guy has been playing just fine. He's not gasping for air. He's making plays. This whole national narrative is just going to stick with Burks until they see it on the field.
Let me put it this way. It's not the worst thing to have a national narrative about you as a rookie receiver. You remember one of the main narratives of preseason last year, right?
Which one?
Ja'Marr Chase can't catch.
Oh, yeah. He's
All
dropping everything.
All he does is drop the ball.
He's dropping. Have you
this
seen
guy's out of control.
Catch yesterday?
1,500 yards later, Ja'Marr Chase looked pretty good. So it's not the worst thing if you're a
but I feel bad for him right
recent
now.
History.
Oh, he's out of shape. He can't. He's not playing. The beat writers that are there every day are saying, like, yeah, that's not true.
Well, might need to draft him because Ja'Marr Chase was a hell of a player last year.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm starting to, and I'm usually an apologist because I think he gets blamed too much. I'm starting to kind of worry about Dusty Baker this year when it comes to just being stubborn and old school. And we're Dusty guys. But this Mancini thing and the way in which he's explaining it, if you're just tuning in, Dusty Baker, this was Dusty Baker earlier in the day talking about why Trey Mancini isn't in the lineup all the time. Just bad excuse after bad excuse after bad excuse. And it might lead me to turn on one of my favorite managers of all time and my dad's favorite ball player growing up as a kid. Here's Dusty Baker.
Well, it depends on who's pitching for us. If I got Framber pitching, then, you know, I need you. He's Golden Glove. There's only one Golden Glove. You know what I mean? And if I got a fly ball pitcher, you know, he only played 13 games in the outfield in Baltimore before he got here. You know what I mean? And so I got to play my best fly ball guy out there. And he played right field in Baltimore because it's a short porch. So I got to play him more here in left field. But what do I do with Yordan, who wants to play outfield some, and Cormick and Myers, who I'm trying to get going? You know what I'm saying? And he'll find a way to play.
All right, here, let me just go through the list of everything he said. First of all, Yuli was a gold glove last year. You know what else he was last year?
Was
a guy who could hit the damn baseball.
He was batting champ.
He can't hit, so what he did last year doesn't matter. 13 games in the outfield in Baltimore, this is a different left field. Just like Lance McCullers basically getting to feel his way out, he's going to start on Saturday. Trey Mancini can feel his way out in left field. Chaz McCormick is preventing you from putting him in the lineup. Give me a damn break there. And then Yordan Alvarez wants to play left field? Okay, then put Mancini at DH. But you know what you do with Yordan Alvarez when Mancini plays left field? You put him at DH.
Yeah.
This is just, I'm not completely out on Dusty, but my label as Dusty apologist, it's gone.
Yeah, and
got my eyes on you,
and,
Skip.
And savvy managers that last as long as Dusty has, they can always justify their move. He's justifying the move, but it's not like good logic considering the trade you just made and what you did.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
These retirement letters are getting way too long. I am so sick. I get it. You've invested a lifetime into football. Did you see James White's retirement letter today?
James White, the running back for the Patriots, scored the game-winning touchdown right there at that stadium we're looking at right now.
Yep.
How long was it?
About 600-700 words. I get it. You're invested
emotionally. You don't like the retirement letter?
You're getting too long, man. Just a couple paragraphs. Let's move on. Not that I'm, you know, minimizing anybody's career, but when did this start happening? They used to have, like, actual press conferences and you can ask questions and such. I don't know about this.
So you think James White needed a retirement press conference?
Or availability.
James White?
With New England, yeah.
Never a retirement press conference?
With New England media, absolutely. Used to happen all the time. Now they're writing, you know, theses on things.
Those are the lunchtime confessions.
I got one more.
Here on In the Loop, we got one more.
These are my confessions.
I love the Pearland Little League story that we saw this week. It made rounds around the world. I mean, made the rounds.
Yeah.
You know, the kid hits a guy in the head, feels bad, starts getting emotional. The kid that got hit in the head comes and hugs him. We all saw that. But I'm kind of...
Here we go.
Here we go.
Man. What are you about to say about
Little
League
really,
baseball?
Once we get to the Little League World Series, which I like to watch, they just force feed these little touchy-feely stories way too much.
You think?
Way too much.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think about. Don't you agree?
Yes.
They force feed that. This was a legitimate one,
and
it was awesome.
These kids get parades.
Well, not only that, I mean, just during the...
Get parades in their city when they win.
Yeah, when they lose, you know, but because just for getting to the world. And I get that. That's okay. Your community's proud of you. But the whole, like, it's like these kids are 40 years old, 35, 40 years old. They tell their whole 12-year story, you know? Like, you're 12.
I do like hearing the kids say who their favorite player is, though.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts.
Did you see that?
It's like the colleges at the start of the NFL game. I always think that's fun. But I like when the kids are up there and they're telling their favorite ball player.
Did you see that favorite dream job of one of the little leaguers?
What'd he say? Stripper?
No.
Drug dealer?
No.
I don't know.
Chicken finger tester.
Like
test chicken fingers for various restaurants. It's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
I would like to do that with wings.
Yeah, wing tester.
Yeah, wing
testing wings.
Yeah,
we're gonna be at Big City Wings tomorrow, out there in Cinco Ranch. First Football Friday, presented by Miller Lite. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show Hughley. We'll roll out there. You don't need to test those because Figgy's already a big fan of Big City Wings. What's your order again, Fig?
The spicy ranch lemon pepper wings.
Okay, that's it. I'm not going to mix it up, just those?
Sometimes I mix it up, but that's my go-to.
I get Cajun. They have good Cajun wings at Big City Wings.
Is that dry rub?
Yeah, it's a dry rub. And then the hot, just regular hot.
Yeah, got to go real hot for sure. They got that real spicy one, too.
Mm, I don't get
that. What's
that
one called?
I can't remember. You remember, Figgy?
Fireside or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I stay away from the super spicy.
Yeah, me too.
Very important stuff right there. I mix it up. I ain't got no type. I don't even know what I'm going to order half the time.
Garlic parm is always in the mix.
Not for me, man.
Really?
It's too, like,
it's good.
It's too much of a kick for me.
Yeah, I love it.
The gold fever is pretty good, too.
Gold fever?
Yeah, that's the Cajun.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, gold fever is what
good.
They call it. Yeah. That's gold fever and hot.
Dusty Baker's getting absolutely crushed on Twitter for his comments about why he doesn't start Trey Mancini every day.
Peppered.
Get ready. 5-0, man. We got 50 games left, tied with the New York Yankees. If the Astros win today, they're going to have the lead in the American League for the first time since last night when they briefly had it. But, man, are you worried about resting Bitchface?
Yeah, a little bit. Absolutely. I mean, he spit the bit big time. Right there.
Yeah, I would say 5 runs in the 10th is not good.
That's not ideal.
He was one of their best pitchers in the postseason last year. I'm really worried about
The immaculate inning
RBI
this year, man.
Yeah, and he threw like 91-mile-an-hour fastballs, which was one of the weirder things. I'm really concerned about Maton. Some breaking news in the NFL. Dwayne Brown got a 2-year deal with the Jets. Becton out for the season, so Dwayne Brown – former Texan, he's going to be holding it down in New York. He's going to join Robert Saleh. So he'll be protecting the blind side of old Zach Wilson.
Yeah, they're appreciating that. No one more than Zach, that's for sure. Yeah,
that's a hell of a job when you lose your guy and you can just bring in a great player like Dwayne Brown. So congratulations to Dwayne and congratulations to Zach Wilson. He's going to hold it down, and we know how good Dwayne is around here. The relevant panic and the thirsty petty clout chaser next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
They're freaking out in New York. 5-0, mo to go. Astros Yankees tied atop the American League. Let's just go to the Big Apple and hear what they're saying. Here's Nick Turturro, Yankees superfan, after the Yankees dropped 2 of 3 to the Seattle Mariners.
You f***ing basically gave them the game! You deserve to lose! What the f***, man? This is total f***ing insanity. This is a f***ing joke. It's pathetic. I can't even use any adjectives. I could say, I don't even want to say what this is. It's f***ing insanity. Insanity. Who the f*** is responsible for this?
I have f***ing had it. I've had it with this f***ing boon. I've had it with this micromanaging bullshit. What the f***, man? It's not a spring training game. It's not a throwaway game. It's a f***ing rubber game. Come on, man. Don't you f***ing get it? You don't know how to f***ing manage, bro.
What is that which gives me joy? Baseball. A team, right? A team. Bats, throws, catches. Trows, but I get nowhere unless the team wins. Which is true. Team. T-A-A-T-E-A-M. The team.
Not a good job spelling. Here's Aaron Boone. Aaron Bleepin' Boone. Talking about being tied with the Astros and the recent struggles by the New York Yankees.
Our focus is on trying to win ball games, and ultimately you can't worry about what everyone else is doing. This is about us, and you know, hit a little bit of a rough patch here and feel like we're close to getting it rolling here again, and we just got to continue to grind away right now.
All right, there you go. Continue to grind away.
Not very many cliches there.
Yeah, not at all. There you go.
And as far as like the Yankees fans getting crazy, Nick Turturro is kind of like the poster child for that, and he's kind of like the mascot or whatever. But it's
mascot.
It's everywhere there. I mean, it's panic.
Here's Sal Litica of WFAN. He's one of my favorite baseball guys. Here's what he has to say about this New York Yankees team, and I think we can kind of relate in certain ways when it comes to, you know, just what to expect from the Astros with some stretches of the season. But this is Sal Litica out there at WFAN talking about that.
What are these New York Yankees? I don't know. If you tell me right now the Yankees are going to get to the World Series and win it, okay, I can believe that. If you tell me right now the Yankees are going to be first round and out in the postseason, okay, I can believe that too. What are they? They're too damn inconsistent. They have been bad for about a month now. This is not just a series against the Mariners. It's not just a rough patch or getting beat by the Astros or the Mets. This has been going on for a month plus now. As dominant as the Yankees were to start the year, 1998, now we're seeing the opposite.
Okay. Brandon Tierney.
That's what I'm talking about.
What Sal said. Exactly.
It's not just the crazy, you know, Nick Turturro.
Here is Brandon Tierney, also at WFAN.
Come on, dude. It's the circus.
So what does this mean?
Has to be. Rock bottom has to be.
Yes.
For the 2022. It cannot get worse.
I'll tell you what, man. I am enjoying the hell out of what's going on in New York right now. Enjoying the hell out of it. Now, maybe I'm taking my eyes off my own paper too much. Might be throwing stones in my glass house. Astros can't even figure out their lineup. We don't know if they're going to have their leading hitter on last year's team during the postseason in Michael Brantley. Justin Verlander, the one problem that Verlander's had has been pitching in the postseason. The bullpen, still very solid, but there are some areas of concern, specifically Maton. Yuli Gurriel can't hit. Dusty Baker seems to still want to put him in the lineup every day. Same with Martin Maldonado. Don't even know if they traded for these guys. Don't even know if Dusty Baker is going to allow these guys to get the opportunity that they probably deserve because of his loyalty. So there's a lot of issues if we're talking about World Series or bust for the Astros. But as I said a couple of days ago, if the Yankees don't win the World Series, for me, it's been a good season. Because I don't know what happened to this fan base in recent years, but the way they handled the cheating scandal, the way that they just completely whined and cried, and I thought they should be above things, and the way that we were talking about them and the way that they were looking early on, I take as much joy in the Yankees not winning a World Series and having to brag about World Series that were won before their parents even met. I don't want to say I take more pride in that than an Astros World Series, but my season is a success as long as the Yankees' final game is them walking off the field with their heads down and their fan base crying.
And that's understandable.
And that's petty.
That's understandable.
I'm being honest.
But it might be a little petty, but it's understandable. And I think a lot of people, including myself, feel the same way. But there is one part about all this rage in New York that I think Astros fans can learn from.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. I'm sitting crisscross applesauce. I'm listening to you, sir.
Figure you crisscross applesauce?
Yes, sir.
You like that politically correctness, too?
Yeah, that's true. Astros fans and the Astros and Yankees.
Wait, you know what we should call it?
What?
I'm sitting.
Circle time?
I'm sitting Guardian style.
The Astros and Yankees.
You might offend the Guardians now, man.
The Astros and Yankees are tied. But listening to Astros fans, well, it's a very subtle thing. Dusty knows what he's doing. You don't understand how important defense is. I trust this team. Versus the Yankees going absolutely ballistic. I kind of like that aspect.
So you like this mindset better than where the Astros are, where everything's okay all the time.
Right. And because you've heard me say it a million times, and if you haven't, I'll say it again. It's okay to demand more when you are a fan. If you're a fan of a team and completely, you know, just engrossed in that, invested in that, too many times in this, and I think it's just people in Texas are kind of nicer and tend to be more forgiving. And a little bit.
Have you heard Cowboys fans?
Oh, I don't understand that part. But I'm saying, and a little bit like, oh, you know, I don't want to be a bad fan, you know. But I think Yankees fans, and I understand that they're in a slump, and the Astros have been pretty consistent, so there's that aspect of it. But this would be happening no matter what. The Astros and Yankees are tied, the exact same record. And to hear the Yankees fans, you would think they're 15 games
media,
back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To hear Astros fans, you'd think they're 15 games up. I think it's a test. I kind of wish there was a little more of that here.
I will say this, though, man, and I think I want to be fair to Astros fans. I think New York media is different than Houston media.
That too.
I think it's more of a media thing because I don't know what you look at, but the text line I look at and the Twitter that I look at and all that, there's some Astros fans that are pretty pissed off with the way things are going right now.
There's never any absolutes here.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the trend and the tendency here is, hey, guys, it'll be all right. They're in first place, guys.
I don't think that mindset is always healthy, but when you have an all-time historic run like the Astros are having right now, even though they've come up short, mm-hmm. World Series or bust is fine.
Yeah.
My frustration, the thing that annoys me the most is after the Astros wet the bed in 2019, there's a portion, it was a great season, you know, only one. Give me a break. That was the best baseball team that I've ever watched, the 2019 Astros.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best Astros team ever. And the numbers back it up with how many guys they, like the OPS. I think they had like seven guys that had a certain OPS. And then you had Verlander and Cole.
Mm-hmm.
That mindset drives me nuts.
And Grinky.
Oh, well, you know, we lost to the Braves. Oh, well, you know, the Braves were just that's my point.
It's kind of endearing at one level. But you heard me say this earlier as well. You're playing in a different league right now. You're not worried about winning a division or getting even home field advantage or whatever. You're playing to win a World Series. Yankees fans are over the top and maybe too much, but I wish there was a little bit more of that here.
You're playing for your name too, because it's post cheating scandal.
Yes,
and right now when you just have the one World Series. People, including Chris Woodward, who was the bat boy, I think, for the Dodgers in 2017, whatever he was. It might have been like a ball boy. I'm not sure if it was ball boy or bat boy.
Concessions?
It's something. I don't know. He might have been the clubhouse attendant. Now the manager of the Rangers. You're playing for your name because people are saying you only won the World Series the year that you were cheating. And that's why it's so much more important with the World Series or bust. So I have fun with New Yorkers, and I like the whining and stuff from certain portion of the New York fan base, but I am with you, man. World Series or bust for the Astros. Yesterday they lost in extra innings. Chris Woodward, who was the ball boy for the Dodgers in 2017, he might have been a little more than that. I don't have the title. I think it's in the ballpark there. Maybe the mascot. He had an intentional balk when there was a 5-run lead, and this was petty. This was clout chasing. This was thirsty. And the worst part about it is he wouldn't just own it, because I would have eliminated all that stuff if Chris Woodward would have done that and said, screw these cheaters. Got no love for these guys. They cost me a World Series. I got no respect for them.
Yeah.
So you're damn right. I don't want Alex Bregman, that cheating SOB, doing this. But he didn't do that. He was on Bally Sports with Emily Jones, and this is what Chris Woodward had to say.
I did want to ask about the intentional balk to Alex Bregman. Was that, in fact, an intentional balk to get Bregman off of second?
Absolutely.
And what That's was funny, the huh? He'd been giving you guys fits, right, yesterday?
Yeah. And listen, they're really good at doing a lot of things that, if they see anything in our glove or anything like that. So we just wanted to kind of avoid that. I know we had a 5-run lead, but we were going to do it regardless. Just don't want any thought of, Tucker knowing anything that's coming.
And I really actually appreciate your comment on that, because it should be, just be straight with it, but it is a plausible explanation that he gave. Gamesmanship. I'm not trying to say they're doing anything crazy, but gamesmanship. But it certainly would have been more drama if he would have said, it's the Astros, guys.
And he's got a history. This was him a couple of years ago talking about the Astros. Just to give a little background as to why he might be as petty as he is. He was a member of the Dodgers organization. This was him talking about the Astros in the past and just showing kind of the history that Chris Woodward has with this organization.
We lost a World Series in 17, and it hurts to hear some of the things that came out, but it's a competitive environment that, they tried everything they could, and they all have their personal things to kind of go through. I wish I would have won that World Series then lost it. They were really good. Can I comment to say whether that we would have won or not? Things could have gone drastically different. If they were doing something and they didn't do it, you can't say that. So it definitely helped them, but I don't know if it caused us to lose or not.
He says you can't say that.
Both ends.
But it definitely helped them.
This guy's a goofball, man. This was him earlier this year. They lost a game to the Yankees. He brought in a pitcher that he defended the move. Torres hits the ball 106.5 miles per hour off the bat, 369 feet. According to stats, it would have been a home run in 26 of 30 ballparks.
Yeah.
This is what Chris Woodward had to say after that.
King's a good matchup for all those guys. I mean, according to our matchups, King is the best matchup by far. He just, small ballpark, that's a –
easy out in 99% of ballparks. So, you know, the wind wasn't helping today, obviously, but, you know, just 3-1 count. Just happened to hit it in a little league ballpark, you know, to right field.
He's also complained about swinging late with certain scores and stuff like that. This guy's just, he's silly. He's just silly.
Is he going to be there? Is he going to stay there?
He might this year. I don't know. I don't know how they feel about him in Texas, but I think he's a bit manager to me.
It sounds like one.
I mean,
that's for sure.
An automatic balk in a 5-run game. Come on, man.
And calling it a little league ballpark.
You doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in that situation. I mean, you might be right, but not in that situation.
Yeah.
The way that ball was hit, 106.5 miles per hour off the bat. Tomorrow, join Clint Sterner, Ron the Show Hughley at Big City Wings in Seco Ranch for a Miller Lite Football Friday from 2 to 6. Hang out, have some wings and cold drinks. Get ready for the preseason opener with us on a Miller Lite Football Friday. I'll be out there. Figgy will be out there. They got those big beers, those big draft beers out there, and they got some damn good wings. I know it's one of Figgy's favorite spots. I'm a big fan as well. So tomorrow, 2 to 6, little Football Friday, Cinco Ranch. Also tomorrow, Deshaun Watson's going to play football. His organization is apparently open to something that might give us a little bit of a hint as to what they think's going to happen with their quarterback, and it's good news for Texans fans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.